joining us now. It is the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin. It is Chris McIntosh. Mac, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jason. I'm good. How are you?
I'm going to be 1,000% honest with you. Love it when you come on the show and we talk about Tausch and the old days, and I fret about the non-revenue sports, and we talk about how Chili said the game room's closed and clowns are funny and all that kind of stuff, and that's not what today's about. So we appreciate you joining us, but I do have, and I know Tausch does, have a lot of questions after yesterday, so I'm going to dive right in, and I'm going to begin here. I think you know that all this is going to come from a place of respect, but I unfortunately have a job to do sometimes too. What I don't understand, frankly, and I'd like you to help me understand it, is why was this even necessary? Like you've been pretty clear about your intentions throughout, and I don't understand the timing of it. And I don't understand the reason behind feeling the need to announce this yesterday. Can you explain to us why you felt this was important and why you felt it was important to do now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jason, that's a fair question. And I think, where this came from in my mind was, we need to create clarity around the direction and the future of our program. You know, clearly there have been many, many conversations throughout the season between Luke and I, between the team and I, obviously with Luke. And there's a point, given, the speculation and just the noise around the program about what might be, in which I felt it was necessary just to create clarity. And I think I owed that to, first and foremost, to our players as we look to the future and as we retain the talent on our roster that can help us win in 26. But as importantly, I think we needed to create clarity for, our recruits, those that have committed to us, those that have bought in to the direction we're going. And I share in the frustration and the disappointment around how this season has gone. And I think it's important for everyone around our program, including our fan base, to know that we're obviously not satisfied with where things are at, and we can identify the issues that need to be corrected. And I think those issues can be addressed in a way that can allow us to be competitive in the Big Ten in 2026.
So I know there were a series of interviews that you did, and you said something with Jesse Temple yesterday that has gotten a lot of attention. And if I'm being honest, I don't think the attention has been particularly positive. So I want to give you an opportunity to expound on it. You said, and I'm quoting here, "The priority for me is to continue to grow the program in a way that puts us in a position to achieve those expectations. That comes in many forms. It's not limited to wins and losses." It's those final seven words that people have been critical of. Can you expound upon that so they understand what you meant there?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked the question, and I'm happy to clarify. I mean, make no bones about it. I mean, the goal is to win, and the goal is to be competitive in the Big Ten, and the goal is to be competitive in the Big Ten in 2026. I mean, there's no getting around it. You know, the conversation that I was having with Jesse was a long conversation, and those seven words may not align perfectly with the point or the conversation that the direction of the conversation we're having, but the goal is to win. It always has been to win. And we've not shied away from those expectations that we embrace, that our fans embrace, those expectations that Tausch and I were a part of creating a long time ago. I mean, that's what we're here to do. That's what our goal is. That's what our objective is. And so I'm glad that you gave me the opportunity to clarify that, because I don't want it to come across that we're complacent. I don't want it to come across that we're satisfied. It's important that everyone around our program and our fans understand, completely disappointed with where we're at and motivated to fix it, motivated to win in 2026 and completely understand the urgency around it.
So, and especially because, and obviously you know this, you know, when you fired Paul Chryst and you hired Luke, you talked about that this was about winning championships. And I'm not saying it takes time for everything. So obviously the college football championship is not on the radar at the moment. But the results to this point haven't been obviously what you wanted. What gives you the confidence that this will change?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that, I mean, there are, in the era of college football that we're living in right now, obviously there are all kinds of challenges, but there are some real opportunities. And one of those opportunities is that you can turn things around quickly. And we've seen this at other places, and I don't think that Wisconsin should be prevented from being able to do that ourselves. And I think, you know, our priority is we need to retain the talent that's on our roster, and we need to get really aggressive around acquiring talented players that can help us, you know, achieve our goals, like I said, as soon as 2026.
So, and that's where I am struggling in the new era of college athletics, is because when you talk about retaining and bringing in talent, what you're really talking about is money. And you talked about a greater financial commitment moving forward. What exactly, like, where does that come from? Obviously, there's the revenue sharing component. There's got to be more than that, though. I mean, I think back to Ryan Day coming out a few years ago and saying that Ohio State needed $13 million a year to compete. Is there a number that you have in mind to close the gap? And then B, like, if you're counting on your football athletic supporters, what is the sales pitch that you make to them that you want them to invest their money in the program? How do you go about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an embracing of the world that we're living in now. And like I said, there are challenges, but there are as many opportunities. And it does require money. It does require resources to be poured into the program. And, you know, that starts first and foremost with the rev share. And we've maxed out our rev share. We've fully participated in that. Going forward, it's about creating opportunities for our players to maximize their NIL opportunities in our market. And I think that's an area in which we can be tremendously successful. We have a strong business in that area. We've got strong partners in that area. This is a strategy that overall, it's a simple one, but it's not an easy one to execute. It's going to require all of us, and it will require our partners who have our sponsor partners who have already seen the ability for our student athletes to represent their brands and create value. And it's pouring gasoline on that fire that has already begun. I think, you know, to answer your question around our donors and our supporters, you know, we've been I'm tremendously grateful, and we've been blessed to have a lot of support. You know, it's worth noting at the same time that we're going through you know, navigating today's world of college football, we're also building a $285 million mm-hmm. indoor practice facility, and the support that we've received for that project is well beyond our expectations, what we could have ever dreamed. And so we have a tremendous amount of support. It's now focusing that support in the areas in today's world that can help us be successful, like I said, in 2026.
So, Mac, when you've had these conversations with Luke, and I'm sure there have been some tough ones, what are some of the things that he's kind of talked to you either about the frustrations? Is it been, obviously we all know about the injuries and some of that, but what are the frustrations and what are some of the things that give him confidence that he can get this thing turned around next year too?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Tausch, when you look at this season, you know, first of all, there are no excuses, but injuries are a reality, and that's something that obviously has been a huge challenge for us this season and in past seasons at key positions like the quarterback. There's no getting around that. I think, you know, the strategy that we executed to create this year's roster resulted in, at the beginning of the season, a really competitive starting lineup. The challenge that we've had this season is half of that lineup isn't in the lineup because of real significant injuries. And so, you know, depth has been a challenge for us, but at the same time, you know, while we're playing really young, talented players, 16 first and second year players are playing significant minutes this season. You know, it, you know as well as anybody that that comes with a lot of challenges, but it comes with a lot of opportunities for the future. I think you can start to see some of the talent that Luke has recruited to Wisconsin on the field, and you can see a glimpse of the future. Is it perfect? No, it's not. I mean, we're living through some of those growing pains, but I think you can see a base or a core of players, really talented players, as a result of Luke and the staff's ability to recruit talented high school players. That's an area that we've done well in. That's starting to take form, and I think that'll pay dividends in the future.
You just mentioned high school players, and one of the criticisms that we've heard and we saw, there's an article, I think, in the Journal Sentinel about the relationship with high school coaches and in-state Wisconsin kids. It's a tough balancing act because you're going to have to win now and you need juniors, seniors, older players. But is that something you've talked to Luke a little bit about from a getting out in the community and that outreach to high school coaches? Because there has been a lot of outside criticism about that.
Yeah, there has. And I mean, it's, you know, for the record, it's incredibly important that we have a strong presence in the state of Wisconsin. There's no secret that there's talent in the state of Wisconsin that has been and will continue to be key to our success for this program. I think it's important to note, you know, there isn't a single facet or aspect of this program that hasn't already begun, that we haven't already begun or will scrutinize. Every aspect of the program will be evaluated and scrutinized, and our ability to recruit in the state of Wisconsin and to benefit from strong relationships with high school coaches is one of those.
And the, you know, another one, just from a talent evaluation standpoint, this has become, college football has become more professional as this thing has continued to unwind, and you're talking about, you know, having to raise revenue and to continue to do that. How do you look at it from a, just from an in-house standpoint with your talent evaluation, whether it's your GM, do you need to ramp that up more? Or how do you kind of, when you're looking through your evaluations, how do you find ways to continue to improve on the evaluation of those portal kids that you do bring in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the areas that causes me to be optimistic about our chances to be successful in the future. You know, since the construction of the 25 roster, which for the most part concluded, you know, after the first portal, for the most part, a couple of exceptions, after the first portal in January last year, you know, we've added four or five positions in football that really begin to mirror, you know, an NFL-like front office. And we've actually recruited and retained some NFL talent in that space that's been really helpful. So I feel like, you know, we have the infrastructure in place, not to say that it's static, not to say that we won't add to it or add more talent there, but we have made investments in that since the creation of last year's roster that I think put us in a position to hit the ground running at the conclusion of this season.
Talking with Badgers Athletic Director Chris McIntosh on Wilde and Tausch. All right, Mac, I have a few more for you. And you mentioned, you know, you and Tausch and being part of building what Wisconsin football has become. I'm curious, like, I feel like you two are exactly the type of players that this program in the previous college football era prided itself on developing, right? An in-state scholarship offensive lineman and an in-state walk-on who they forgot even had another year of eligibility left, and then he finally got the start and everything worked out great. I'm curious, for the program to get back to not just where it was, but to build beyond that, the building a wall around the state, but especially this is offensive lineman. You, I know there's great running backs that came out of here, great tight ends. Do you look at that especially closely, given your history as a player on this team? This program generated a ton of NFL talent. Is the offensive line something that you look at because it's your home as that's what we have to get right first and everything else falls into place?
Well, I think I'd answer that question in two ways. Obviously, you know, from my own personal perspective, you know, I have a vested interest in the offensive line being successful here. I think that, you know, we benefit from a tremendous legacy of developing players from not just Wisconsin, but just the upper Midwest, certainly offensive linemen. You know, Tausch and I are products of that development, and the list is long. And so that's obviously an area that that has, you know, the offensive line, you know, we've had 7 or 8 iterations of a starting lineup across the offensive line this year. You know, I think back to the time when Tausch and I were part of that, and, you know, there was 1 or 2 missed starts in a 4-year period of time for 5-man offensive line. It's a stark contrast to where we are today. So obviously the offensive line is important to me, but beyond that, more importantly, you know, this program wins and loses as the offensive line goes. And that cannot be disputed. When you go back and look at our best teams, they've had the best offensive lines. And when you look at the times in which we've struggled up front with the offensive line. So there's no getting around it. That's key to our program, the success of our program. It's also key to the system that Jeff Grimes is trying to install and run. And the future and the success of his system and our ability as a team to be successful, like I said, begins with the offensive line. So that's an area that's critically important. I think, you know, we have a desire and we understand the importance to recruit offensive linemen, you know, from our footprint and develop them. And that's been an opportunity for us for decades and decades. I think, you know, in this era, given, you know, some of the needs that Tausch touched on, you know, the need for more experience and some veteran players, I think, you know, there's an opportunity for us to complement. Those two things can complement each other, those two strategies.
Okay, Mac, a couple of other things, and there's no avoiding this question because this is what I hear from alumni and fans all the time. I just, again, want to give you the chance to be clear on this. All they talk about is the buyout. And I just think it's important. If you truly believe the right thing here would be to go in a different direction with your head coach, you have the financial wherewithal to do that. You could do that if you wanted to, but you're not doing it because you believe in Luke Fickell. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, Jason. I think, you know, in terms of evaluating the program and our future, you know, first and foremost, the decision that needs to be made is, do we have the right people in our program? Do we have the right head coach in our program? Do we have the right staff in our program? That's the decision. And that's where I feel confident going forward. You know, Luke Fickell still possesses all the same qualities that made him a great hire 3 years ago. He's still a competitor. He hasn't forgotten how to coach. He's got a fire and a determination to get us through this and to win soon. But that's the first factor that needs to be evaluated. And so if I felt that there was a change that needed to be made, I wouldn't hesitate in making that change. This program means everything to me. I mean, this program changed my life. I have an intimate understanding of how important it is to not just our athletic department, but our university, to the state of Wisconsin, and personally to me and to the players that I played with and anybody that's ever put a helmet on in Camp Randall. I fully understand the importance of it. And if I felt that we needed a leadership change, I wouldn't hesitate. I just feel like the best path for us to position ourselves to be successful as soon as 2026 is with Luke Fickell as our head coach.
Do you and Luke talk about other potential staff changes? Is that part of the equation here that you guys have to evaluate? Or does that just come down to his decisions? How does that part of it work?
I would just go back to what I said earlier, that there isn't a single aspect of our program that won't be evaluated and scrutinized. And the questions that we are asking of everyone, not limited to our assistant coaches, everyone around our program, is how can you bring value to the program so that we can be successful in 26?
All right, Mac, one last thing. So I'm obviously a guy who's covered the NFL for a long time, including going out to Seattle once upon a time and seeing Mike Holmgren, who was trying to be a GM and a head coach. I've dealt with Ron Wolf. I've dealt with Ted Thompson, now with Goody. Can you help me understand how you can mimic the NFL model? I don't know enough about Marcus Sedbury's role. I don't know what you're kind of thinking in terms of long-term, what a GM role at the college level looks like. Can you walk me through, because it does feel, I mean, let's be honest, you guys are basically the NFL now in a lot of ways. So how does that work? What's your vision for that? How does it work now? And what needs to maybe change as you try to move forward in this landscape in terms of general manager of a football program?
Yeah, I think that's the evolution that not just our program, but all programs across college football are facing or are embracing. And it's one that we embrace. You know, Marcus has dedicated himself fully to football. I think, you know, his administrative duties have been basically, absorbed by the other leaders that we have in our department. So he's in football all the time right now. And I think, you know, to your question about how the structure plays out, there are certainly parallels to the pro model, to the NFL model, but there are places in which, you know, college is unique. And this isn't a pro model to the extent that, you know, a GM, you know, picks a roster and hands it to a coach and tells them to coach the roster. There's more of a partnership and a need for trust to ensure that those players fit in a way that allows us to be successful and that our coaches can go out and recruit and be excited about recruiting. And so it's a partnership. It requires trust. It does require all of us to evolve and to embrace this new world. And I think, that's where there's opportunity for us, and that's another area in which it causes me to be optimistic.
So, Mac, as you met with the team and when you have these discussions that you're going to retain Luke, what are you looking for in these last four games? Because there's seniors that have had, obviously, a tough season. Can you kind of just go through what are you looking for in these next 4 weeks? Because now that this decision is made, all of that speculation ends. What are you looking for from this group?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Tausch. I mean, you know, we've got a third of the season in front of us, the last third of the season in front of us. And, you know, first and foremost, you know, this team and these players have battled through a tremendous amount of adversity and challenge. We talked about the injuries, but, you know, beyond that, you know, the external criticism and pressure around the program is one that's, you know, as you know, Tausch, that's a challenging environment to operate. And I've been proud of the way that this team has gone about their business and competed and worked and given this program everything they have. I mean, clearly the team is together. Clearly, you know, they have not been lost. They've come together to fight through this. What do I want for the balance of the season? I mean, first and foremost, for these players, I want to see them win for them, so they can relish in that and feel that. I mean, that's what we always want. And but beyond that, I want to see them keep competing, and I want to see them stay together and push through. And I think, you know, fighting through that adversity is something, you know, as Tausch, as you and I know, you know, those 3 years before, you know, we achieved success in the late 90s, those were not easy years, and there were difficult times. And I think without pushing through those difficult times, I'm not sure that we would have achieved the level of success that we did. That's what I want to see this team do.
Mac, how tough has this, you know, just the fan reaction? I don't know how much of it you hear. We obviously hear a bunch of it, but both with Luke and with on your end of this, and I'm sure that's part of kind of when Jason asked you in the beginning of this interview about the timing of it, how tough has that been just on both on you and on Luke?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, the fan reaction is one thing. I think just to zoom out a little bit, I mean, the reality is, you know, I have expectations, and I have expectations for this program, as does Luke. And, you know, to be able to focus on those and find solutions so that we can be successful, knowing that we're not there right now. And I feel the pain as much personally as our fans do. And I understand that this is not where our program should be right now, that there is a long road ahead of us. But, you know, that's what weighs on me. It's my own accountability when I look within, and I know what the potential of this program is. I know what the expectation of this program is. And when you're fighting through a year like the one we are, it's one that just eats you up from the inside. And that's really been the, you know, it's both a painful thing to go through, but it's also a very motivating thing to go through. And you know, I want to compete, and I want this program to compete. And, you know, we're just leaning into the adversity to push through, because there's no other way to do it. There's no other way but to push through this. And that's where my mind has been.
All right, Mac, most important question for me, because I enjoy doing the show. In no way is Mark Tauscher in any way a candidate for any role in the program in terms of getting it to where you want it to be. You are not going to be hiring your former offensive line mate in any capacity, so I can keep him and keep doing the show?
Like I said, Jason, every aspect of the program is under evaluation, and we'll do everything we need to be successful.
Mac, I know this wasn't particularly fun for any of us, but I did think these were important questions to ask you, and I appreciate you being candid with us and always making time for us. I can't wait till we can get back to asking silly questions about chili-isms and me worrying about the non-revenue sports. Thanks, Mac. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. Appreciate it. Thanks.
That is University of Wisconsin Athletic Director Chris McIntosh. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.